I don't feel amazing.
Why?
Because Qantas, they've done this thing, right?
Uh-oh, you...
I'm not going to fire up.
You look concerned.
Surely gets
you look
angry.
Concerned.
No, no, they've taken away a feature on their...
Oh, what's that?
On their planes. The wings. No. Their in-flight entertainment system, they've taken... Right. The you can't listen to music anymore. That's what I'm trying to say.
That was always going to happen. I think a lot more people now are taking their own movies and music on planes, like with tablets and, yeah. and everything. You can watch your own. Another airline, Virgin, have an app that you can access where it has all their entertainment on it.
And yeah, you've got to download it before you get on
Correct,
the flight.
Yeah.
A lot of people get on there and go, hold on with the app, and they give you like a minute to download it before the cabin doors close. But
yeah.
Qantas have taken away, they did a survey, only 8% of people are using that feature on their planes, listening to music. But guess what? I'm one of those 8%. I would crank an album, whether it's the 70s, 80s, 90s, whatever, and pick it, so I'm a little bit disappointed.
So 92% don't use it?
Yeah, I know, because everyone else watches movies.
Yeah, correct.
They watch movies, yeah. And I mean, I might watch the odd documentary. I love docos.
Yeah, me too.
But I won't watch movies on planes, and some people, my mates can't understand that.
I watch a bit of everything, but I always listen to my own music. I make my own playlist when I get
you
on
do,
planes.
I see,
yeah.
You're organised. You are organised. You're always organised.
I am.
Charlotte will watch 5 movies in a row on a flight from here to London. I can't do it.
Well, you got 22 hours to fill in?
Yeah, she...
I mean, she probably spends, a good few hours conversing with the love of her life.
Do you want to know what my mum...
It's you.
Me. Oh, we're up the front in first class in our own little private cabin.
Oh.
No, not really.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we're messing with the plebs down the back.
Yeah.
Now, guess what my mum does?
What does your mum do?
My mum... Now, you haven't met my mum.
No, I haven't. I look forward to her.
She's a lovely little Irish housewife.
Write it down.
A little Irish housewife, right? You know what she does?
What's
it's
that?
So cute, but it's so funny. So she'll fly to London, or Ireland, actually, via London sometimes. You know what she does?
What's that?
I flew with her about 4 or 5 years ago, and I walked past Mum about 2 hours into the flight, looked across to see what you're doing. I was like, Mum, what are you watching? Because I couldn't quite see the screen.
Right.
I was facing her, but she's facing that way. And she goes, oh, just this. So I looked at the screen. Guess what she watches?
What?
The little plane go across the screen.
No, the map.
You know the
destination
map
where it shows where you are.
She goes, oh, what?
Shorty, it's moved.
Mate, I'm not joking.
Oh, wow.
Okay, what do you mean? She goes, yeah, just watch the plane go across the screen. I'm not joking, mate.
Oh, my God.
When I did it, I was like, Mom, you can't do that. She goes, I do it all the time.
She'd just sit there and
stare at it. Said, Mom, righto. So I crouched down in the aisle, and I got her. I said, put the headphones on. They're too big for her head. She's got the smallest head.
Mm.
So I go, Mom, you can adjust them. It's fine. So I put them on there. I go, listen to some music. She says, what do you mean? You can listen to music. She goes, you cannot. I said, you can.
No, she didn't know about it.
So I scrolled through all the albums and I found her, I think it
found
was...
the Cranberries?
No, Elvis. She loves Elvis, right? Christmas Day, we crank Elvis nonstop. So I put Elvis on for her. She was beside it. Didn't know us.
Wow.
Loved it.
It's like an awakening. You're
so
like,
she's there bopping away, having a great time.
Good on her.
I went to the toilet.
Yeah.
I came back, sat in my seat. About 2 hours later, up I went to go to the toilet again. Might have had a few reds. And I go, Mum... Oh, no, sorry, before that, I've got to get this right here. I turn around just to check on her that she's doing okay. At this stage, the lights are dimmed and everyone's starting to go to sleep. And she, you know when you've got headphones on like we do right now, you don't know how, we can because we've got the mics, but you don't know how loud you're talking. I turn around and she goes, Sean!
Oh, no.
I want ABBA! Sean!
No.
ABBA! No idea how loud she's talking.
The whole plane, how embarrassing.
The whole plane, you see all the heads lift up and turn around and look at this lady. She's yelling at Sean, I want ABBA.
Really?
2 hours later, that's when I got up, checked on her again. Headphones are gone. Guess what she's doing?
Oh, no. Looking at the plane again?
Back looking at the plane.
Oh, bless her.
Kathy,
bless her.
Kathy. And you know what? Kathy. Sometimes she does listen about this time right now. She'll be making...
Oh, you're in trouble now.
She'll be making Dad brekkie.
You made fun of your mum on air.
They're listening through the Triple M app. So, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad, if you're listening.
Hello, and, Mrs. Cullen.
I want ABBA.
That's funny.
ABBA.
No, I think it's a sign of the times, mate. We've all got enough technology to keep us amused on flights now.
Well, maybe we should give what's his name a call. Who's the Irish? Alan Joyce. Hello.
Yeah, you'll get through to him probably.
Alan Joyce. Yeah, I've got his number on dial.
I think he'd be pretty hard guy to get a hold of.
So that's the news, mate. Qantas are around.
Oh, there you go. Well, look, I think that at the end of the day, you know, with everything happening in the world, the doom and the gloom, you can move beyond the Qantas entertainment system.
Yeah, I'm still upset. We're going to get to a break here now because you're going to run across the road and get me a coffee.
No, you're going across the road.
Thanks, Billy. Cheers, mate. All the best. Just can we talk about your coffee cup first? That is the world's biggest. That would be a pint. That's huge. It's a litre.
It's $5 from I think a nondescript big store here in Chepperton.
Kmart.
Yeah,
you can say Kmart.
Say...
No, that's all right. You can say Kmart. No, it's fine. You can say a big store, nondescript. Now, do you fill that up with your own coffee at home, or do you take that to say like a a nondescript cafe in town.
No, I sachet it up. I just put a little sachet in there and make it. It's disgusting. I don't even put milk in it. I put more water in it.
More water than milk. I was going to say to you, what's news? But that's a real cheesy way of... Because you know when you say to someone, what's news?
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't.
Because you're a journo and you're on the news. Hey, Mia, what happened last night in Kyala? I mean, what can and can't you say?
Well,
I saw you on Twitter or you Snapchatted, you did something, and I was like, what is going on there?
Well, it was crazy because it was on Reserve Street in Kyala, and there was a lot of commotion. There was fire trucks, police cars, everyone would have seen it. And basically, we don't know a lot, but we believe a 43 or 41-year-old, we're not quite sure, was...
Early 40s.
Early 40s. You know, maybe he doesn't want us saying on air how old he is.
Maybe he was 42.
Anyway, it's serious because there was a lot of smoke coming up, and I heard reports that he'd started some fires. There were noises of a chainsaw, so I believe he had one, and it was kind of a siege situation.
Right.
And the critical incident response team had to come from Melbourne, and they were crazy, though. Like, I was getting in my car, and four big four-wheel drives
pull in
exact unison and parallel park.
Yep.
It was crazy.
Like out of a movie scene,
yeah, was it? And they were all, like, dressed like ninjas. I was getting so caught up in what was going on, I forgot to, like, even do anything.
Do your job.
What's going on?
You get back, the boss says, how'd you go that one, Mia? You know what? I forgot one little thing. What's that? To do my story.
to press record. But it was peacefully resolved. He was taken out in an ambulance.
Yeah.
So it's all good.
Well, that's good.
But it took, like, 2 hours. We were there for a long time.
Well, yeah, you would have. They would have had to come up the highway, although it probably would have taken them about an hour. They would have done 150, 160 the whole way up the highway, I reckon.
But, you know, we're not taking guesses at them. They can do whatever they like.
I'm glad. I hope it's okay.
They're the ninjas.
Steph Ryan.
Yes.
She was a bit of a naughty girl.
She was.
During the week. She accidental naughty girl, but it could have been one of those deliberate accidental naughty girls, do you think? Explain what she did.
Well, so basically in when you have a sitting member in Shepparton or Euroa, and she's the member for Euroa, you're not allowed to have party-specific material in your windows.
Right.
So, like, anything that says... She belongs to the Nationals Party.
Yeah, so she had the poster up.
With her face on it.
Mm.
So, that's a big no-no. But I don't actually know if she was aware of it or not. But someone wrote a letter to the parliamentary speaker, and then, you know, she apologised straight away.
Mm.
No harm done, but it's a big no-no. And I didn't even realise that was a no-no.
I didn't know that was a... I did not know that. So no one can do it. Damien Drum, no one can do it.
It might be different for federal, but I know definitely for state. So I think it's to make people... So, like, say you vote for... One Nation. All the Greens or whatever, all the Labor Party or the Liberal Party or whatever party.
They're all equal.
Mm-hmm. All equal and great. You you couldn't walk into a sitting member's office and feel like they were...
Trying to brainwash you or intimidate
you
or educate you.
Or not on your side and wouldn't fight for you as much as they would for someone who was part of their party.
So I'm actually seeing Steph Ryan tonight at a fundraiser, a farmhand that's happening at the Royal Mail Hotel in Nagambie. There might still be some tickets left, by the way, if anyone wants to call up Paul there at the pub and check, $50. But Steph's going to be there. She's a guest speaker. Do you reckon, like, can I get stuck in her about that?
Yeah, do it.
Banter-wise, I don't know, Steph. Is she going to handle it okay?
She's lovely. She has the best hair in politics.
The best hair in politics?
Yeah, tell her I said that. I heard that on the street,
I'm going to introduce her as the best hair in politics. Ladies and gentlemen, Steph Ryan.
Yeah, yeah.
Not with that voice. Mia, I want to ask you, how viral have you gone? For those that aren't aware, you did a tweet, I'm going to say 3 weeks ago, maybe?
Yeah.
Because you set up your little camera, you do your thing, and you start recording right at the start, as opposed to just when you're ready to go. And what's happened is the magpies come in. Sorry, I shouldn't laugh. Magpies come in and swooped you, and you've done this awesome scream. I reckon that's what makes the video. The fact you're on it, yes, but... funny. That's what you do.
43,000 views later, I'll have you know.
43,000 views.
Yes.
You've probably got another extra couple of hundred followers as well.
I did. I went from like 100 followers to 400. Not wanting to brag or anything. Follow me.
I did a tweet about The Bachelor probably 5-6 weeks ago, and everyone here in the office, all the Triple M team, were like, Shawnee, that's amazing. It got 400 likes and a few retweets. Then you come along and cut my lunch.
Did Sam Wood like it?
Sam Wood? He's not on Twitter.
No, but how do you know that?
Thanks, because I know he's not on Twitter.
Okay.
Thanks for asking. He does listen, though, through the Triple M app sometimes right now on his way into work. So do you want to say hi?
Hi, Sam. I loved you in The Bachelor.
That's it. Right here. Okay, mate, that's it. Great. Been talking to Mia Edgerton Warburton. This is weird. From Channel 9's...
Don't make it weird.
From Channel 9's Border Northeast News. I'll talk to you maybe next week.
See you next week.
Good morning, mate. Good to be on, as always.
Oh, man, it's an absolute pleasure, my end. Are you well?
I am well. Going well. Just deep in marathon training and footy final. So it's big time.
Right. You're training for... Yes, you were doing a big run Last time we spoke, when was that? On Sunday last week or Saturday, you were going to do like, was it 30 Ks or something?
I did 34 last Saturday, so just starting to taper now.
I'm actually...
Melbourne Marathon on October 14th. So.
I'm cramping in my hamstring right now at the thought of running 34 Ks. Hold on. Oh, it's gone. No, I'm gone. Oh, good on you, mate. That's absolutely fantastic. Do you get sore the next day? Do you stretch?
Yeah, I'm pretty sore for the next couple of days. But, it's more just sort of just drained, like, mentally. It's just exhausted. So we'll see how I go after the big one.
Mate, AFL, we'll talk about that in a tick. Billy Slater, a little bit sad, last NRL game. But, mate, you've got some big news in the horse racing world right now, and this is only breaking moments ago. What is happening?
Well, the Grey Flash is back, Chautauqua, which is one of the best sprinters we've seen, except for the past 18 months, where he won't leave the barrier. But he's won over more than $8 million in prize money. And
is that your phone going off? Is that your phone going off?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think I was just trying to FaceTime you accidentally, so I'll just put a stop to that.
That's all right.
Love hearing your voice. Not sure I want to see your face. Really shortly. Oh, hey, joke.
Yeah, no, that's all right. Chautauqua's jumped. It's done it. Yeah. It's actually done it.
What were you? Hesitant, but has come out of the barrier. So it's just a trial this morning. I believe still needs to pass another test next month before races are allowed again. But yeah, really, really pleasing signs for Connections this morning and racing fans alike, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, what were your thoughts on it, say, a couple of months back, whenever it just didn't want to jump? Were you thinking, just retire? The horse owes nothing? Is that what you were thinking?
Well, that's what we were actually chatting about, that very topic at the sports desk yesterday. We were saying if this morning doesn't go well, then surely it's time for retirement. But maybe it's not. Maybe there is still a chance. We'll see Chautauqua out there again. So, yeah, big morning.
While I've been talking to you, I've just found this footage here. I get excited listening to this.
Chautauqua's coming with a big run on the outside. It's Lord of the Sky, a length clear. Chautauqua, he's eating up the ground. Lord of the Sky.
Come on.
In front, Chautauqua starting to level up. Here we go! Boom! Chautauqua.
Oh, mate, that gets me excited. Yeah, but I was the same as you. It's like, you know what, this horse is done. Like, the poor thing wants to retire. It's had enough. So, mate, look, that's great news for horse racing fans. Billy Slater, end of an era, mate. Talk to me.
Yeah, last game in Melbourne tonight. Hopefully not the last time we see him in an NRL game. Obviously, if they can beat Cronulla. Tonight we'll see them in the granny, which would be just huge. But I know it's a big night in Melbourne, and there's probably going to be 100,000 across the road at the Tigers and Collingwood, which we'll talk about soon. But hopefully Billy gets a big send off at Amy Park as well, and I think he will. But there's a lot of Storm fans that will hopefully pack out Amy Park, and chances are all right. I saw Paul Gallen, the Sharks skipper. He's not going to play. He didn't get up from a shoulder injury, so.
You never know. You never know. He's got the biggest head I've ever seen, Paul Gallen. It is absolutely huge. Needs his own postcode. Hey, mate, it's going to be huge tonight.
Whoa.
That's enough of the Collingwood theme song. Let's go to the Tigers. I prefer the Richmond theme song way better than
the yellow and black if they get up.
Oh, yeah, you're right. The yellow and black. That would be absolutely awesome. Do you think they will get up?
I think the Tigers will win. Yeah. I saw them destroy the Hawks a few weeks ago, which is still seared into my mind.
And come on, mate.
I just can't see anyone beating the Tigers at the G at the moment. They're just too good for me. So, but hopefully it's a close game. We've seen the Tigers just put away sides in many last quarters this year at the G. But, hopefully the Pies can take them right to the end.
Did you see the guy lining up outside the MCC from about Wednesday this week with his deck chair and ready? He was not missing out, because the queues tonight for the MCC, you know, both of those clubs, it's great that Collingwood and Richmond, they're suburbs of Melbourne right next door to each other pretty much. But, yeah, did you see that guy camping outside the MCC with his deck chair?
I did, and I saw it on the news last night. I was printing off the scripts at the time, but I think, did Barmy come out and give him a, like, fan pack or something?
Oh, I didn't know that.
From Neil Barm, if he's gone out to visit the guy. It's a massive effort by that man to sit there.
The big fella, Neil Barm. I wonder how much he gave to the other person. No, Shawnee. hey, mate, what about the D's? Can they go over there and knock off the Eagles?
Oh, I really think they can. I know that there's this big stat, which I do like, that a lot of people are throwing around, that the Eagles haven't lost this year when Darling and Kennedy play together. But I just losing Brad Shepherd in the qualifying final, as well as Gaff and Nick Nat, they're just slowly losing their best 22. And the D's beat them over in the West. So I really think the D's can.
Yeah, me too. I've got a good feeling about that. I reckon they're going to get it done, and they're going to go through to the grand final, and it's going to be absolutely huge, and the MCC members will be camping out from pretty much the final siren. Nathan Curry, always a pleasure to chat, mate, on a Friday. Nathan Curry from Channel 9, Border North East News. Buddy, have a great weekend. Enjoy your running, and we'll chat next week.
Thanks, mate. You too. Bye.